Man, my recorder ran out of memory in the middle of me talking, you guys. How freaking rude. No, I'm just kidding. And I probably shouldn't be saying freaking. That's okay. Anyways, so before I was rudely interrupted by my recorder, I'm just kidding. Let's see, we got to the airport, everything that they told us was okay, yeah. So, I get there, and I guess it came to be the fact that it was actually, we could only have one bag, or no, like both of our bags added together is 30 kilos. So I literally had to pay for a whole nother bag, which is like $120. And I was like, what the heck? There's no way in heck I'm paying this. Mainly because I don't want to pull out $120 in the middle of Africa and get my butt kicked by a bunch of people. So I'm talking to the lady. I'm like, okay. Like she's like, we. So at first I was like, seeing if I could just give her American money. She's like, no, like you're going to have to go to the ATM. It's outside. I'm like, okay. I'm like. And then this one other sister, Sir Iguazel, she came up with the idea that, like, because there's a lot of people who had, like, hardly anything. And so I'm like, could we just say that, like, the weight of my bag is just added to theirs? And the lady was, like, at first, like, no, like, we can't do that. But then she finally started saying, like, okay, and she's, like, then, so I'm, like, okay, like, I can just, because the weight added together, like, should have been enough that I shouldn't have to pay, right? Then the lady's, like, no, like, we're just gonna have to try to find the least one. So, basically, they just wanted my money. And there was no other way to get my bag there without giving them money. So, we ended up finding someone who, like, so I only had to pay half of it. So, like, it ended up only, it was the equivalent of, like, $60. It was 270 CDs, Ghana CDs. And so, yeah, so this is, so we had to go all the way outside, like, across the street, and, like, down some ramp and around to, like, get to the ATM. So it was a lot of walking with a giant bag. And it was my blue suitcase, the one I was telling you guys about, that just does not work at all. Yeah, so that was really frustrating. So, I just go all the way down. And then I finally get the Ghana CDs. And it was really sketchy because, like, after I did, like, this guy comes up to me. He's like, do you have change? Do you have change? I'm like, no, like, I don't have any money, I'm sorry. And, like, he just was, like, staring at us. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't have any change. Sorry. And then he walked away. Like, it was really sketchy. I wasn't sure if I was going to get mugged, like, right then. But, yeah, so that was sketchy. And then we get into the airport. And as I'm going through customs, yeah, this is one that's really sketchy. Okay, So I had to refill out my immigration card because I accidentally did it in red pen. So I'm sitting there filling it out. Like, I gave him the guy my passport, so he's, like, looking through it. And then they moved some dude over to my booth for some reason. I don't know what the heck they were doing. They told him to go over to the booth next to me, but he came to my booth. Right when he walked over, the guy handed my passport out. The guy just grabbed my passport and just started walking away with it. I'm like, what the crap? So I just ran over to him. I just rip it out of his hands and I just walk over. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, this is mine. And the guy just kind of looked at me weird. I'm like, yeah, this is mine. And I just walked back over to the thing. Like, I don't know how the guy did it, just right then and there, just beat the living crap out of me. Because I don't know about you, but if somebody walked up to me and just ripped something out of my hand, I'd probably kill them. But yeah, so angels were definitely watching over me. So yeah, I almost got my passport stolen. And I had all that. So yeah, so that was nuts. And so, yeah, I need you to move 80... Actually, yeah, $80 into my account. Because that's how much I took out. So, because I spent $80 to get the Ghana CDs because they were really... Oh, my gosh. Compañero. Il y a un mouse. Vous avez besoin de la mouse. Encore. Oui. Oui, merci beaucoup. Yeah, my companion is the mouse killer. Earlier today, there was a mouse that came in here, and oh my gosh. Sorry, this is so off topic, but I have to tell you the story. So, the mouse comes in, and it just climbs into this cupboard. So I'm like, okay, like I open the front door, and we're going to get the mouse out. So I open the cupboard, and it kind of runs over. My companion just steps on the mouse, and it's just sitting there. I'm like, companion, just like grab something, we can just get the mouse outside. He's like, no, I'm going to kill it. He just sticks his foot right on its head and just slowly pushes down. And literally, you just, like, it just slowly squirmed the life out of it. Oh, it was the worst thing I've ever seen. But, you know, so I'm like, okay, whenever there's a mouse, I'll just let him take care of it because I cannot handle it. I was like, oh my gosh. He straight up just squished its brains. Like, it was, yikes. Yeah, so then... Yeah, so aside from that note, so then we're just kind of sitting at the airport after I almost got my passport stolen. I was like shaking like crazy, like literally, like my hands were just shaking because I was literally so freaked out about the fact that like my passport almost just got stolen, and like I don't know, my brain was going a million miles an hour. I'm in Africa, my passport almost got stolen. Yeah, it was scary. Grandpa was definitely helping me. Like, I know, no doubt in my mind that, like, that's the reason why the guy didn't beat me up, because he's like, holy crap, there's this giant man that's about to kick my butt. But yeah, so that was really nice. And then, so then we got to the plane. And, oh, it was so cool. So the plane was, like, a smaller plane. Like, it was... big, like it was only two seats, but like it was really squished. Like it was a small plane, and like we had to take a bus out to the plane. Like, you know how typically we have like terminals in America? Here, like, you just take a bus. It was so cool. And we literally like got the experience of like walking up to like a plane. It was the coolest thing. I felt like I was like the president. It was way sick. I wanted to take a picture of it, but I was like, I don't know if I can take a picture because it's like government stuff and I could probably get in serious trouble. So I didn't take a picture. And I'm kind of sad because I found out later that Elder Young took a picture, even though we're not supposed to. So I was like, dang it, I should have just taken a picture real quick. But, you know, maybe not. Maybe I, just given my luck, I probably would have not been good. So it's a good thing I listened. But anyway, so... let's see. We got our bags. Oh yeah. Yeah, so then all that stuff about Elder Young. Oh, that's right. That's what he called it. It was his priesthood. So this is the joke. The joke is that he left on his mission with all of the priesthood and came home with only half of it. Oh man, dude, there's too many jokes that like we've just been saying. Oh, we have too much fun here. This mission is great. It's literally like no other mission in the world. It's like, oh man, it's awesome. I freaking love this mission. I'm so glad that I'm here. Like, honestly, I feel so blessed to be here. Yeah, the Lord, wow, it's amazing. Oh yeah, I forgot about that phrase. So, Elder Young taught me this thing that I guess like all the Americans use. It's called TIA, which basically when something really sketchy happens, you're just like, TIA, which means this is Africa. It's funny. Elder Young was saying that there's literally never a dry moment. Like, it's just, There's just sketchy stuff that's always happening. Oh, man. It's legit. Africa's so dope. Oh, man. But yeah, you guys don't need to even worry at all. Like, honestly. Like, really, like, nothing sketchy has happened to me yet. So I'm just glad. But Elder Young, like, told me that I guess there was, like, a time when, like, they're at their apartment. This was, like, a few weeks after they got there. I think he was in, like, a village or something. He had to have been. Because, so he said that his president, so president called him. He's like, you guys, don't leave your apartment for, like, 2 days. Like, didn't say any reason why. Just said, just don't leave your apartment. Just stay there. So that's what they did. They just stayed in their apartment for 2 days. And then he said that, then, like, a few weeks later, some dude got mad about something or some people and just shot, like, 5 people or something. And they were all African, so, I mean, I feel like they're not going to kill me. They kind of like white people here, which is... Actually, I don't really know if they do or not. I'm pretty sure they do. I hope they do. Anyway, so then that happened, and then... Oh, man, what else... so then, oh yeah, then I guess some lady, like, a few days later, beat her, some lady beat her husband to death with, so they have these sticks here that, like, they use for making fufu, and I guess, like, she had an argument with her husband and just, yeah, she just whacked him in the head and boom, he's dead. Like, I don't know. I guess don't mess with African women, man. They'll kick your butt. So, yeah. But, yeah, so he's, like, telling me all these stories. I'm, like, sitting here. I'm, like, holy crap. Like, I just got off the airplane. Just got to Africa. Found out that, like, I only get a phone call. Like, we don't even get a FaceTime. I was, like, dude, I was freaking out. Like, honestly, like, that first night, I was, like, holy crap. And then, so then, they didn't have a place for us to sleep. And so for, I guess, all the new American, or for all the new just missionaries, they just send them to the apartment that's close by the mission office. And, yeah? Did you get to talk to your family?
My family, my young sister.
Oh, très bien. That's good.
Nice.
Yes. Yes, that's good. I'm happy. I'm happy you got attacked. Ah! That's good. But yeah, so as I was saying, so we got here, and on... So, like, they didn't have anywhere for us to go, so we usually went to the apartment of the missionaries, like, that were pretty close. And we got there. There was Elder Austin and Elder Ty, which are... So Elder Ty is from California, but he's Samoan. And he actually reminds me of Ty. I can't remember his last name. He's like the Pauly guy. Ben knows him. I'm pretty sure you know him, right, Ben? Hopefully you know him. But anyways, he's like my good buddy. And he actually reminded me of Ty. So, like, it was super weird because his last name's Ty. I don't know, it was crazy. And then Elder Austin is an MT of Elder Young. MT is, like, they went to the MTC together. But yeah, so... So we're talking to Elder Austin, and Elder Austin was just making even more jokes about Elder Young. So it was great. He's such a stud. Honestly, like, all of the Americans here are, like, freaking studs. I love every single one of them. And, like, we're all just, like, super close just because we're literally the only white people here. So it's dope. But yeah, so then we, like, found out that, like, what we were sleeping on, so they pulled out, like, these little mattress things, but they were literally, like, paper thin, I swear. So we literally just slept on the floor the first night. Like, it was... Oh, man. I was like, holy cow, this is Africa. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I... Because we came from the MTC, where at the MTC we literally had, like, way nice beds and, like, all this stuff. Like, it... They need to turn that MTC down. But anyway, so then we got so I woke up, and honestly, like, I had a way good night's sleep.
laying on a hardwood floor. I don't know. Or not hardwood, tile floor. Which is really surprising because you would think that I would wake up with, like, the worst pain in the world. But I literally slept like a baby. So it was definitely a blessing. And then the next day, because we didn't have any of our stuff, so we couldn't shower. So we literally hadn't showered for like 2 days straight, maybe it was 3 days. I can't even remember. And so then we finally, it was just 2 days. And so then we got to the mission people came and picked us up and took us to the stake center. That's like the main stake center, like where we just kind of all meet at. Like if we have like giant multi-zone conference or like mission meeting, like that's where the party's going to be at tomorrow, is at the stake center. And so that's where we had our meeting to find our, see who our companions are. This is super cool. It was awesome. So, I forgot about this. So when we first got here at the mission home, the president had us just go up to this board and just point to the companion we think we're gonna have. And like at first, I literally he made it seem like it was like that's where our companion is. I'm like, okay, I guess this is how it's run here. I thought it was a little bit more guided by the spirit, but I guess not. And I guess he had told everybody to like pray to receive revelation, but yeah, I didn't understand that part in French, so I literally just walked up and just pointed to a random one. And so then after that, then what happened? Oh, so then we got our companions, and I was actually really close. The person that I picked was sitting next to my companion. So it was actually pretty funny how that worked. But yeah, I'm honestly so freaking happy. Like all of the fasting and prayers that I've like done to receive like the trainer I've received, like have definitely paid off. Like he's a stud. It's awesome. We have a good time. I'm starting my training like next week or something, because we're both new to the area. Like he hasn't been here and neither have I, because obviously I'm a new missionary. And so we just decided like this week we're just gonna go around and just kind of get used to the area and like meet with the members, find out who like all the people are. And then so this next week I'm gonna start my training, so that'll be awesome. It'll be nice because we really haven't done much studying, but it's mainly just because like we just kind of get up and it just kind of takes my companion a while, but it's okay. I can't go anywhere without him, so that's just kind of how it is. But it's awesome. I mean, I love, like, he's a stud. Like, I mean, there's, like, little things, but there's little things about everyone, you know? And it's, like, you just kind of focus on the positive, and it makes the negative vanish. I don't know. And so, like, honestly, he's such a stud. Like, I love him. Him and I, like, we have so much fun. So it's great. But, yeah, so then that happened. And then let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay, so when we came to the apartment, the drivers here in Africa, I think all think that they're like from, oh my gosh, what's that movie called? Ah, man. It's like I forgot what it's called. Dang it. It's the movie where they all like are crazy drivers, and it's like Tokyo Drift, but it's like not. Oh, Fast and Furious. They all think they're from Fast and Furious. Like, seriously, the cab drivers are even worse than the actual drivers. Like, it was, oh my gosh, I literally thought I was gonna die. And there's no seatbelts here, okay? So like, we literally had like 15 close calls. So, like, basically, like, there's no real lanes. Like, it's just kind of, you just drive around and everybody just kind of crams. And so, like, if you need a turn, you just kind of cut in front of the traffic and just pray that nobody hits you. And so we're, like, we're driving. I'm just really happy we don't have transportation here for our area because I would die. But anyway, so we're driving. And, so he would, like, they just cut around cars and, like, go into oncoming traffic and then go back into, like, oh, it's really scary. I honestly hate every time I have to get into a car. I literally pray the entire time I'm driving that I will make it to my destination safely. And so far it's been good, so that's good, but yeah. I'm just really happy I don't have to, like, take a cab to our sector every day because I would probably have a heart attack. But yeah, there's some sectors where that's going to be the case. But, I mean, like, you just kind of get used to it. And, like, I've realized, like, because we've had to take a few cabs to go to, like, we took one to go to the Zone Conference. And, like, I don't know, you just kind of get used to it. Like, at first I was like, holy crap, like, this is terrifying. But, like, I don't know. It's so weird. Like, you come to realize that the drivers are actually really amazing drivers because of the fact that they literally get so close to each other but don't ever hit each. Like, I don't know how it works. It's crazy. And then also, like, if you ever have to cross the street, like, you literally just have to. It's like playing Frogger. It's pretty cool. The other day, we just ran across the highway because that's just kind of what you have to do. It's, yeah, it's terrifying, but it's Africa, man. It's awesome. It's freaking, oh, it's so awesome. It's so, yeah, so then, so that's, like, basically it. I don't think I wrote, yeah, there's nothing really else other than, oh, yeah, there's, like, this thing here. Where, like, you just don't use your left hand. Like, if you shake someone's hand with your left hand or, like, do anything with your left hand, like, take something with your left hand, it's literally, like, the equivalent of slapping them in the face. Because, like, I guess there's some, like, ancient, like, thing, like, where, I guess, like, the Zoramites or something. Like, they think they're from Zoram. Like, we call the, so the people that are, like, the Muslim people here, it's, like, everybody just refers to them as, like, the Zoramites. I don't really know what it is. But it's like some weird thing. I don't know. The one of the companions, Elder Bame, the one who I'm like really close with, he was explaining it to me. But basically, like, I guess, so they would eat with their right hand and wipe with their left hand. And so that's kind of why, like, that's like where the left hand, like, don't use the left hand. And that's why it's like a slap to the face, because, like, and so it's just kind of gone down generation and generation and generation, and now it's just like, just don't use your left hand. So basically, I'm not going to be using my left hand for 2 years. At least I'll probably, actually, I think I'm just going to start using my left hand to eat my own food, because I'll know nobody else has ever touched it, and it's actually the cleanest thing. Oh man, I'm glad I just thought of that. That's what I'm going to use. But yeah, it's like, it's so crazy, but like, it's so awesome. Like, it's just, it's amazing. Oh yeah, the bucket showers. They're actually really nice. So like, okay, so the showers here, so we don't really have any shower head, at least in our apartment now. Like, the new apartment we have, it's a shower head, so it'll be good. But like now, like here, for the, like, this past week, because like the shower head doesn't really work, so we just kind of fill up buckets of water and then you just kind of use that to shower with. And honestly, it is literally like the best thing. After proselyting all day in the sun, you just come home to freezing ice cold water to pour on your whole body. It is so refreshing. Like, cold showers are, I've come to love them very much. But honestly, like, the heat here is not as bad as I thought it would be. Like, I thought that, like, we were gonna die, like, when We went to Ghana, like, for proselyting. I was like, holy cow, like, if this is going to be, like, the mission. But, like, here, I swear the sun is different because, like, it's been great. Like, I mean, I sweat like a pig, but, like, it's not, like, I'm not, like, it, I don't need, I'm not even bothered by it. Like, it, maybe it's just a blessing. Honestly, it's just a blessing. Everything, I've been able to adjust so quickly that, like, there's no question that it's Heavenly Father who's helped me, knowing how much I've worried about the adjustment, like, and just how much I've prayed for that. Like, it's just such an answer to my prayers, which has been really great. But yeah, I mean, that's like, it's like basically, yeah, I'm pretty sure, I've told you guys, like, basically everything, I'm pretty sure. I don't really know. Yeah. It's like, oh, no. No, I already told you guys about that. Yeah. So, yeah. That's basically my last 2 weeks. Yeah, I cannot wait for tomorrow. Ah, it's gonna be such a freaking party. And I get to see Elder Olugod Dudu. Ah. Oh, it's gonna be great. So, yeah. I'll make sure I bring my recorder with me tomorrow so that I can get that recording of both of us to send you guys. And I'll make sure I take a bunch of pictures. I'm gonna charge my camera, charge everything tonight, so which is all fully loaded, ready to party. Well, yep, that's basically it for my week. I love you guys so much with all my heart, and I pray you guys will be able to be comforted, because I know you guys are struggling right now, given it's Christmas time and you don't have either of your sons. But, like, know that I'm literally just fine, and I actually have not felt that homesick. Even after talking to you guys, like, I haven't felt homesick, so that's definitely a huge blessing. I know it's definitely from the Lord. So, yeah, just pray every day, read your scriptures every day, and you will be good. I love you guys so much, and can't wait to talk to you guys.